In this bulletin, the Morrison government looks to make religious discrimination illegal, Australia gets a National Anti-Corruption Commission, and the FFA to welcome two new teams to the A-League. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. Religious discrimination will be made illegal under a new law the Morrison government plans to take to next year's federal election. A Religious Discrimination Act is one of the central recommendations from the long-awaited review into religious freedoms. The government has accepted 15 of the 20 recommendations directly and says the other five will be referred to the Australian Law Reform Commission. The five recommendations the government is yet to accept directly revolve around the debate about religion in schools. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says sex and gender already have laws preventing discrimination, so people's faiths should also be protected.
And they should be able to get about that free of harassment or intimidation or discrimination in any way, shape or form, just as you should be able to do depending on your sex or your gender or your sexual identity or any of the other protections that currently exist in our laws today.
Mr. Morrison says he's happy for the coalition to vote on religious freedom-related bills with their conscience when Parliament resumes next year. The federal government has announced the creation of a Commonwealth Integrity Commission. The body will have two divisions focusing on law enforcement agencies and the public sector. Attorney General Christian Porter outlined the Commission's powers at a press conference.
This body is one of referral from existing multi-agency approaches. It is not a body that will conduct public hearings and it will not write reports. It is an investigative body with serious investigative tools, is well-resourced, specialised and the peak body for building briefs against people who have acted corruptly.
But opposition leader Bill Shorten says it's too little too late.
Mr. Morrison's proposal is not a Fair Dinkum Anti-Corruption Commission. It is too limited in scope, too limited in power, and it has no transparency. I also think that Mr. Morrison should explain to the Australian people why he wants to set up a National Anti-Corruption Commission, which curiously exempts himself and the current government from any scrutiny by the new Anti-Corruption Commission.
Queensland is bracing for Tropical Cyclone Owen, which is expected to hit the state in the next 48 hours. Owen is currently sitting over the Northern Territory coastline and has been upgraded to a Category 3 system. But it's expected to arrive in Queensland as a Category 4. Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says residents need to stay alert.
I'm very comfortable with the amount of extensive planning that has been happening over the last 48 hours. This tropical cyclone, Owen, will also lead to a whole lot of rain which will come down the east coast. So once again, we need all communities across Queensland to be listening.
Mobile phones will be banned from public primary schools across New South Wales from next year. It comes after an expert review showed rising cases of online bullying, the sharing of explicit images between students, and unnecessary distraction. The Education Department will provide guidelines to schools about exactly how the ban will work, but it's believed students won't be able to have access to their phones during the day. Speaking to the Seven Network, New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian said mobile phones posed a risk to children.
Children need to be protected. They're too young to really experience and know how to deal with the stress that comes with either receiving a message that's not nice or being the subject of a message, but also the distraction. You know, technology should enable students to do better. It shouldn't be a distraction. And all those reasons, we believe, really demonstrate the case for why we should do this.
New South Wales high schools will have a choice to opt in to the ban. Pensioners living overseas will have to provide evidence that they're still alive every 2 years if they want to continue to receive welfare benefits. The federal government says the measure is designed to stop taxpayers' money being paid to dead people and would save $150 million over 4 years. Social Services Minister Paul Fletcher says the government estimates it's currently paying pensions to around 6,000 deceased Australians who'd been living abroad. Football Federation Australia has announced that Western Melbourne and Macarthur Southwest Sydney will join an expanded A-League. The Melbourne-based outfit will enter the competition in season 2019-20 with the Sydney side set to join the following year. FFA Chairman Chris Nicu says he hopes the league continues to grow.
Expansion is an ongoing dialogue for us. Obviously, a lot of stakeholders to consult. We would like to keep the expansion issue on the agenda.
And now a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, sunny and 38 degrees. Adelaide, showers and 20. Melbourne, showers and 22. Hobart, rain at times, 22 degrees. Canberra, rain and 25. Wollongong, rain at times, 25. Sydney, similar conditions, 27. Newcastle, much the same, 29. Brisbane, showers and a possible storm, 28. Cairns, showers and a possible storm, 34. And Darwin, partly cloudy and 34 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.